Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify's made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, August 13th. I'm Ariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal. GE Appliances says it plans to invest $3 billion to expand and modernize U.S. factories in South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama over the next 5 years. The move could help to blunt the effects of tariffs by reshoring some work now done in China and Mexico. According to the company, this investment will allow factories to make new models of appliances and create 1,000 jobs. GE Appliances Chief Executive Kevin Nolan said that while the company has long aimed to build its products close to their end markets, trade considerations played a role in the decision to upgrade its aging plants. Plus, Tencent Holdings posted faster-than-expected profit growth, surprising analysts who had largely expected its profit growth to start slowing from the second quarter. The profit was driven by artificial intelligence advancements in gaming and marketing, which offset increased spending on the technology. Tencent is in an AI race with companies like Alibaba, who are leveraging AI to enhance offerings across gaming, social media, payments, and cloud services. And finally, Elon Musk says Apple is behaving anti-competitively by favoring OpenAI's ChatGPT over his Grok AI chatbot in the App Store rankings. In a post on X, he threatened immediate legal action. This is the latest in Musk's long-running dispute with OpenAI and its chief executive, Sam Altman, and follows Apple's deal last year to integrate ChatGPT into its products. Musk has criticized this partnership before, even threatening to bar Apple devices from his companies. An Apple spokeswoman said in a statement that the App Store is designed to be free of bias. A representative for Grok parent xAI didn't respond to a request for comment. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.